Podcast Ranger.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to another episode of Extra Extra Cast Ranger.
This episode is brought to you in part by Pepsi.
It is.
Pepsi, for when they don't have Coke.
It is. Oh, fuck you, Coke for when they don't have Pepsi.
Well played.
Coke wins.
All I know
is... Oh, your own bed!
All I know is that the man in the sky says that Coke is the superior soft drink.
All I know is I'm actually right, and you know it.
I don't like Coke.
I don't give a fuck.
I used to like Coke, but now they added something.
Yeah, the other kind of Coke.
No, it's Coke. Not that they added something, it's that they took away all the Chinese kids' tears.
Do you guys remember...
Because QAmon's been stealing the law.
Do you guys remember Coke 2?
No.
No
I
one does.
I remember many of the Cokes that came out during the 80s and 90s.
People may or may not recognize the voice of...
I'm older than most of you!
Paul dropped his balls.
Okay, you beat me by 2 years.
Any hardcore Cast Ranger fans will recognize the voice of our special guest tonight. Please introduce yourself, sir.
I'm Derek the Bard from Chasing the Muse, and Terrible Warriors, and other stuff.
Wait.
Are
you trying to say that we have fans?
Apparently.
All I know is Grandpa Raven isn't the oldest in the room today.
Yay! Now we have Grandpa Derek!
Tell us
back in my day! See, the important thing about this story is I had an onion on my belt, which was the fashion at the time.
See, he embraces it, Raven.
Yeah. We have an ongoing Grandpa Raven joke.
Grandpa Raven.
Yeah. Grandpa Raven, is it true you trained One Punch Man? That happened pretty recently, so I don't know how...
Back in the day, we used to call him 100 Punch Man. That's how many punches it took for him to get off, and, he was a sad motherfucker back until we trained him how to actually punch things. His form was terrible to begin with. His form was so terrible, the punching bags would punch him back.
And I used to say, damn it, Caillou!
Well, kid, I don't know what the hell your problem is. I don't know why you ain't got no hair on your head, but, you ain't got no hair on your head, so you gotta have hair in your fist, son.
Wasn't this a news show?
Never was a news show.
One Punch Man, brought to you in part by Ruffles.
When there isn't Lay's.
Again, fuck you.
I'm on tonight!
Thank you.
Yeah, yeah, on my nerves!
As is tradition.
Okay, so, moving on to our actual news stories.
Actual news stories?
I know, right? It's a fucking wonder.
We do news?
Wait.
We're on a podcast?
Is this like real news or is this like Corp Line news?
This is Tokusatsu news.
Wait,
which is mostly toy announcements.
Wait, we've been recording?
Toys?
T-O-Y.
Actually, you know what? This is. It was really nice. Itchy actually gave me a toy today.
Yes.
And it was like an actual toy, not like some weird sex doll out of his room.
Although.
Oh, it was a sex toy.
Although, considering who uses it.
Oh, it's true.
It's kind of a crapshoot when it comes to Itchy.
Derek is moving to Edmonton, and this is his last week in Toronto, so is he going away present?
No, actually. I head up to Ottawa on Tuesday to see my parents for a few days, and I head to Edmonton in time for Christmas.
Nice.
And then I start work there, and I leave all you guys behind, and it sucks, but...
That's part of why I invited you here to hang out
with
us.
Yeah, and I brought cake, and...
And it was devoured?
Oh my god, I walked in the door, and the first words out of someone's mouth were, so I heard you have cake.
Yeah, I spread the legend.
That would be Kevin.
And that shit was inhaled.
Oh, yeah.
I got the last piece.
Gar got here, and he's like, so I heard there was cake, where the fuck's the cake?
God.
I almost cried when I found out.
No, his face fell. It was a sad, sad day in the Cast Ranger household.
Hashtag sad
gar. I had to work solo by myself.
Yeah.
Anyways, like I was saying, to celebrate your departure, I gave you my candy toy Durian Lockseed.
Oh. Durian?
Which I know you enjoy because you had borrowed it for that one video.
Mr. Dangerous! Bravo is my favorite character out of Kamen Rider Gaiden.
We have maintained that the next Kamen Rider Gaiden has to be Bravo Gridon.
Oh!
Yeah.
Awesome. Alright!
Okay, news story.
On to the news!
I'm sorry.
It's all good.
No, no problem. Cool. First thing to mention is that Drive the Type Lupin episode, as well as the Ninja Dinosaur Lord movie, are now out, so hopefully we'll be seeing those soon.
Yay, I want more Drive in my life, please.
I want more Kamen Rider Lupin. Fuck everyone else.
Mentions of Lupin just pissed me off recently, so...
Oh yeah? Why is that?
Because nobody's subbing the new Lupin series.
Aww.
Oh, Muffin.
So isn't Lupin isn't Lupin the third guy in its own live action film?
Probably, yeah.
So what, like
there's live action movies.
So there isn't one already?
Like the ninth one?
Yeah. I was like, what, there isn't?
Movies. No, there's new live
man,
action
okay.
movies.
Man, Lupin in this is based on Arsène Lupin, right?
Yeah.
Who would have ever thought that a relatively minor French pulp character, essentially, would grow into this whole phenomenon in Japan, of all places?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He got one show in North America. That was it.
Oh, yeah, we did.
He got Knighthood.
Yeah, I fucking love Knighthood.
Made in Canada?
Yeah, I think it was made in Quebec. I think it was the same studio that did Cyber Six.
Pretty sure.
Oh,
yeah.
There was an episode where Lupin was being hunted by Herlock Sholmes. Not even kidding you.
Shut up. It was a good show.
No, it was an awesome show. The opening was fucking epic.
Yeah.
Actually, fun little fact, the first Lupin the Third movie is actually directed by Hayao Miyazaki.
Is it the first? I'm pretty sure that's just the best.
Yeah, no, he's
that was,
right. Yeah,
that was his first movie, Hayao Miyazaki. That was his first movie that he was allowed to direct.
Shit.
It was a Lupin movie.
Okay.
But it's like, holy shit, the character that's getting all these movies, all these TV shows, is a fucking French character who was made for, I think it was like, what, a couple pulp novels or a serialized magazine story?
Yep.
And that's it. In France, this guy's not a big deal, but... No, it would be as if Sherlock Holmes had become a big thing in Japan instead of becoming a big thing in North America. Incidentally, Sherlock Holmes, one of the first characters to ever fight the Ku Klux Klan.
Oh.
I'll never forget Sherlock Holmes in the
27th century. With Kamen Rider Lupin, Japan's like, alright, we've turned Lupin into everything. What haven't we done yet? We haven't made him a Kamen Rider.
Done.
Of course.
Print that shit.
And he has a cape, that's kind of cool.
And a mustache.
Yeah. I still hold out hope that one day we will get a Sentai based on pulp characters. That they'll just run out of ideas and we'll have like a Doc Savage Sentai team.
Oh my god.
Fictional Sentai.
Yeah.
Storanger?
Pulp Ranger or something.
Pulp Ranger?
No, Pulp Rangers, and their leader is, oh fuck, what's his name? The guy who directed Pulp Fiction.
Quentin Tarantino?
No, yes! That's like. No, special guest director on one episode.
The Quentin Ranger.
They don't have to. They get Takashi Miike to direct it because they're buddies. And then Tarantino will cameo.
As like a monster.
As the Quentin Ranger.
Yeah, something like that.
Quentin Tarantino shows as the only white man to appear in the series.
Yes.
Anyways. Speaking of upcoming Sentai, let's talk about the reveal for Dobutsu Sentai Juojer.
Yay.
Minecraft Sentai Pixel Ranger?
Yes.
You're
not wrong.
I like their suits.
Yeah, let's talk about the suits.
Oh, wait,
first.
I just actually... No, wait, never mind.
I was
going to
say, you like that?
Okay.
I like the red suit is just... The symbol on it is just indistinct enough in the picture that it looks kind of cool. I only just realized they've got their animal silk screened onto their shirt.
It looks like fucking MS Publisher clip art!
You know what it looks like? It looks like, you know those trailer trash who have, like, sweaters of, like, just an animal face?
Yeah. You know what I do appreciate, though? The Red Ranger's mouthpiece is yellow.
Yeah.
Like a bird.
You know what my immediate thought was looking at this? 3 out of 5 of these look like they could be based on the Greed. And if the Green Ranger was gray, then we had 4.
Yeah.
Looking at these suits, yeah, like, I don't know. They're just a little too... They almost look kind of parody-ish, if you get what I mean.
You know,
there's the Shark Ranger.
Yeah.
There's just a big shark.
I mean, the helmets are okay.
Let's be honest, though. It's pretty hard to fuck up an animal-themed helmet.
Yeah. Have you seen a bad one yet?
I can't think of one.
Even the Ghost Sagers had great-looking helmets.
Let's talk about the Megazord.
Okay,
the Pixel Zord.
Scroll over a little bit to the first shot of the Zords. Oh my god, so they're actually going with the Cube Zord motif.
Yeah, it's Minecraft, man.
It's actually Minecraft Zords.
All right, are you ready to be transported to 2001? Cubix robots for everyone.
Fuck
you,
Cubix. No.
Cubix.
Okay.
So apparently, how the primary Megazord works is you actually stack the first three Zords, which are the Red Eagle, the Blue Shark, and the Yellow Lion, in a tower formation, and then you shove the sword, which has the helmet on it, through all three of them, and that's how the Megazord opens up to form its battle mode.
That looks awful.
Skewer Zord! It literally fucking looks like someone just built it in Minecraft just on a lark to set it, just put it somewhere.
I was saying this earlier. yes, the Megazord looks bad, but given what its concept is, endless amount of combinations.
Now, oh my god, wait a second. It has a mouth on its crotch.
Yeah.
that just kind of registered
with
that it
teeth.
Had.
I don't even register an issue with that anymore after Bonero.
After Train Dick?
Yeah.
No,
after Train
no,
Dick,
no
issue.
No, motherfuckers, that's motherfucking Venom Iotismon.
Kind
of. How does it look down, though, with that giant bird thing in front of its face?
Megazords don't need to look down.
It probably needed to get some advice from large-breasted women or something.
Okay. Go back to the Zords themselves. Like, go back left quickly. It's just the Lion Zord. I can't take seriously.
It's got a fucking square face.
What, you mean the fucking square mane?
Look, zoom in real close, and you can look at the mouth on this thing. It's going.
Hey, you know what it reminds me of, kind of?
The Cowardly Lion from Wizard of Oz.
That combined with the Pink Ranger Zord from Decaranger.
Oh, no.
Just the thing sticking up like, stop!
So, yeah. So, wait, where do the elephant and, what's the other one?
The
tiger?
This is going to be like...
Yeah, apparently...
Kyuriger, where you only had three of them form a Zord at a Zord formation at the time,
In this one shot over here, you can see the other Zord, so they do have... The elephant, the tiger, and apparently a giraffe Zord, and whatever the fuck this thing
it's
is up top here. Looks like, yeah, a
fisting
gorilla.
Zord.
So apparently what happens is the red, blue, and yellow Zords combine to form their primary mecha, Juo King, and then the other ones combine to form their secondary mecha, Juo Wild, which we mentioned on the rumors last week.
That's interesting.
I like animal themes, but right now this is really underwhelming.
So basically this is a three-person Sentai base.
Yeah.
Essentially.
No, you know what it is? It's Go-Onger. In terms of the Megazord configurations.
I guess.
Yeah.
Speaking of the secondary Megazord, there was a shot from the filming set of just the pieces of Juo Wild's suit just, like, sitting in cages.
Well, that cannot be fun to wear.
No. Like, Jesus Christ, that literally looks like someone's cosplay.
Yeah.
Yeah, it does look like it's made of cardboard.
At least it'll be easy to make for cosplayers.
You know what? I have this mental image... that within a couple weeks of this coming out, in time for a convention, Featherweight's just going to get a bunch of emails. So I hear you work with cardboard boxes.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. Okay, let me say this, please. Okay, so you know how in Japan, parents tend to be overbearing?
Uh-huh.
Right? And, okay, so there's like a suit actor for this, right? Who's in that thing. And his parents watch it for the first time, and the dad just cries out, "A box! My boy's a box! Damn you! A box!
Box of Janai!"
Man, I'm just reaching.
You guys lost me. Actually, should I talk about the suits? Because
if you have opinions,
all week he's been like,
"No comment.
No comment. No comment." So, what do you think of everything?
I got nothing.
Fuck you!
I've been trying to think of what to say about these suits all week, and then I realized...
Gar, that was the Tomorrowland of comments, okay?
No, it's more or less like, I just don't know what to say about these suits.
You know what I just noticed about the Blue Ranger? Like, right where... As vulgar as this, like, right where her boobs are, there are just shark teeth.
Yeah. No, this really...
Reminds me of my Friday nights.
It looks like they just got their uniforms fucking silk screen for $20 each.
Yeah.
But I will admit... I love the Megazord.
Someone had to.
Yeah, no. Dude, somebody other than the person who designed it had to.
Let's take a look. The metric for success. Lane, do you like that Megazord?
No.
It may actually be good then.
No!
Oh, we love
Lane, you. Lane, it's a pity you ate that ice cream earlier because now you might want it for that burn.
I don't know. I was saying,
I like bad things, apparently.
You know, other than...
Let's say here you like Forze.
Other than...
Hey, fuck you.
Oh!
Yeah!
Yeah!
God damn awesome!
Oh!
Wait. Lane, I want you to understand this, though. He likes Forze, and he's being banished to Edmonton. Just
oh!
No.
Oh.
Actually...
Duck, I need to punch him. Come here, motherfucker.
I actually do enjoy these suits.
Have an opinion.
I just thought
okay.
I'm gonna have to see them in motion just because I like the helmets a lot.
Yeah.
But the it's just weird.
They could have done something a lot better with the chest design.
The problem is they
it's fucking clip art.
Again, that's the problem. Maybe if they'd done like the animals in like a stylized way, it might have looked cooler. But as is, it's just, it's a print.
Yeah, no, and that's it's not even a well-centered print is the problem.
Yeah.
I think the angle of their poses is part of the problem, but anyways.
I have to see them in motion before I can make a final verdict.
More information we had about their changers and possibly a power-up item. Mr. S of CS Toys made some comments after reading through the Juojo toy catalog. Apparently, their Henshin device is a Juo Changer, which is a motherfucking Rubik's Cube.
I knew a Rubik's Cube was going
to
come into play.
Raven, we need to get Fleet Sauce!
Which they have to solve to transform.
I know he won't.
And apparently, they're...
I can imagine that'll be some really long transformation times
in the
beginning.
All right,
I suspect they're going to be chosen in, like, the last Starfighter style. Where it's like, national Rubik's Cube competition. You five just solved Rubik's Cubes. Yeah? Well, the side that you solved the cube on is your colors of power rate. And say, Sentai, here's your changer. Oh, this looks like another Rubik's Cube. Yes, yes it is.
Solve that one.
You know, it took me a week to solve that one. Well, shit.
Jesus Christ. And there are six sides to a Rubik's Cube.
Yep.
Oh, God.
So,
wait, so I wonder if that means we'll get, like, color mashups in their suits or something.
You know what,
go ahead.
They also talked about something called the Instinct Awakening Mask, which is a toy face mask saying that it is red and the mouthpiece flips to change into another animal, i.e. eagle to gorilla. What this might mean is that Juo Eagle, the Red Ranger, can change modes / power up into Juo Gorilla.
Ooh.
So
or they all can.
So bird transforms into a gorilla.
This is just him talking out of the toy catalog. Yeah.
What, let me ask you something. What is your favorite animal themed Sentai or Power Rangers?
Gower Ranger. Hands down, Gower Ranger.
I liked Go Busters.
Go Busters is not an animal Sentai.
There are animals in it.
Like Jungle Fury.
No,
Gecky Ranger. I didn't like Gecky Ranger.
I've got the correct answer. Dobutsu Sentai Go Busters from the Go Buster Returns.
All right, that's
I'm gonna say Zoo Ranger.
That's dinosaurs.
Minus the saber-toothed tiger.
I will admit, I do not qualify Go Busters as an animal themed Sentai.
No, it's spy themed.
Yeah, it's spy themed, and
they just have animal swords.
Yeah,
like with Ghost Ranger.
Yeah, like
Ghost
Ranger
is an animal Sentai. No. I actually like Gecky Ranger.
It's yeah, really I wasn't fond of what I watched of Gecky Ranger, but I really love Jungle Fury.
Jungle Fury, I always said, though, I like the theme song, but it has said some of the dumbest lyrics, like, Daishi, go away, we're gonna sing the
dance.
It's just so...
Yu-Gi-Oh! Gee!
Just so upbeat!
We're the Power Rangers Jungle Fury!
I just realized something.
Yes?
They probably took inspiration from blue and green from Jungle Fury. Think about it. Elephant and shark.
Yeah, well, shark is always blue.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
Green elephant, though.
There's been
yeah.
several blue shark rangers.
Yeah. But green elephant is, yeah, that's right out of the... Well, yeah. Actually, that's out of Power Rangers, because there was no
Gecky. Yeah, that was from
green.
Jungle Fury.
Yeah.
The Spirit Rangers.
But those weren't in Gecky Rangers.
Yeah, I know, that's what I was saying.
Like, yeah,
dude. Alright.
Anyway, we got more news.
Yeah. There were a couple of posts about rumored casts for Juojo. In addition to the one we mentioned last week, Ryota Kobayashi, also seen with Yakumo Kato, or the guy who plays Yakumo from Ninja, Tsurugi Watanabe.
Oh, look at that baby face.
And, Jesus Christ, though, like, I looked at this picture, and you gotta see the video version of this. I just glanced over quickly. Just the way they're all standing and all, like, got their arms in front of them, it looked like they're all taking a leak.
Yeah,
that's
exactly
what I thought. And I know it. Wait, that's a woman. The one in the green.
Still standing.
Hey, you don't know that for sure.
Yes, I do. Look at them legs.
You don't know that for sure.
Look at them heels.
You don't know that for sure.
Speaking of women,
Japan.
The other rumored cast member is...
Fair.
The other rumored cast member for Juojo is Moe Arai, who played Tsukasa's sister in the Decade movie.
Oh. She was a bitch.
Lane... You know what I love about you? I have no idea where you're going.
I know,
like,
right?
It's just like you sound so... She's a bitch.
Fuck her.
Well, it's true.
Fuck that cat.
She tried to kill her brother for abandoning him. Or her. Sorry.
That's the
he
character.
Abandoned himself.
We're talking about the actress, not the character.
Yeah. Maybe she's a bitch, too.
Tsukasa was
with
a
that
dick.
Face,
maybe the,
no.
Maybe the White Ranger in Juojo will be a bitch. Who knows?
My name is a bitch.
Moving on.
What the fuck is that thing?
What we're looking at now is the third rider for Kamen Rider Ghost. Kamen Rider Necron.
Oh, he's green.
Finally got revealed. No, well, we knew that from the silhouette.
I don't care. That's Gar. A kind you of know what? From now on, your input's invalid.
Whose input is invalid?
Me.
Gar's.
Okay, make sure you qualify that, because people listening don't know who you're talking to.
So which historical figure does his powers come from?
He's his base form. He's a necromancer, apparently. All of their base forms are just based on themselves.
So he's Benedict Cumberbatch.
Sure.
He's a necromancer. How about you?
Well, we do know that the two other forms that he uses are Grimm and Sanzo.
I really like this suit, though.
Can we get a full body? Cool. Do we have a full body?
No. This is all we have right now.
It's just on the cover of a magazine.
Which is why I don't have, an opinion on it.
Yeah.
Once I see the whole body suit, then I'll have an opinion.
I have a very strong opinion about this, and it is that I am vastly disappointed that he does not have three horns.
I was about to say.
No. Fucking ride trooper.
No.
A little bit. Because the green visor is circular.
No, I just realized something. It's Ben 10. Think about it. Green, black.
Oh my god, it is Ben 10.
Uses a wrist changer to change into heroes.
Oh my god.
Oh my god.
In the middle of a fight, he's just going to glow red, turn into a kid. Uncle Max, I don't know where I am now.
Grandpa Max.
Yeah. Gwen. Anybody? Okay, you guys. I'm gonna totally kick your asses.
Just give me 10 minutes.
When the Omnitrix times back in, I'm totally gonna go forearms on you.
No, I'm glad he doesn't have three horns. I'm okay with that.
Okay, it's official. He's my favorite rider because he's Ben 10 related.
So it's also speculated at this point that he will actually be working for the Ganma, and that he is a creation of Alan's using the technology from the Ghost Rider.
You know, again, I love the bad guy's name is Alan.
I know.
I actually really like him. The clothes he wears are cool.
It's not a name that inspires fear, is it?
No, it's not. But
Lord of the Ganma, destroyer of the living. Alan.
Well, technically he's the prince, but we'll get into that when we talk about the episode.
See, if this was in a visual form, I could actually just post up a single panel from Rat Queens. Oh no! Shit! It's Dave!
Yeah.
You hear that, Dave?
Okay. Well, that's cool that Necrom's actually a villain writer then, because...
Well, it's not confirmed, but that's the rumor.
Quick question.
I believe it.
Think he'll go the way of Chase?
You know, I hope he doesn't. I hope we have an actual evil writer for the show.
Now, quick question. Did we ever talk about Ghost's, power-up form boost?
Yes, we did talk about Tokan Boost.
Several times.
In the same magazine scan, we got a real nice headshot of Tokan Boost Dimashi.
Yeah, that's fucking cool.
Fucking horn is glorious.
This is now they're really fucking pissing me off, though. That is full-on Ghost Rider.
Oh, yeah.
Marvel Ghost Rider.
Yeah. Heads on fire.
This actually segues into my next news story quite well, because it was the reveal of the Ghost Tokan Boost figure. As well as a good shot of the icon.
That's cool.
Right.
That's pretty cool.
Wait, that looks like one of Satan's testicles.
scroll back up to that outfit, though. And wait. Is he channeling the power of Rocky?
it looks like a boxer here.
Yeah. Did he have Muhammad Ali's soul trapped in there? Because I think that might piss off some people.
Including Muhammad Ali, because isn't he still
I think
alive?
I think he is.
I think one of the rumors going around, based on what we know about the movie so far, is this form might actually be based off his father.
Hey, so I'm Rocky Balboa.
Yeah, Muhammad Ali is still alive.
Yeah, of course he is. He's just got, really bad Parkinson's.
Yeah.
He's alive and tweeting.
My father has Parkinson's.
Yeah. No, he's just making the comment that Muhammad Ali has Parkinson's.
Yeah.
But yeah, that icon is
badass. That's badass.
And it's got electronics and stuff.
Yeah, it's got its own lights and sounds in it.
Lane, you're my friend, so I'm not going to make a joke.
If you look at this shot of it, switching modes, it's, completely dark, except
Holy
for red
shit.
Ring, and then it, lights on fire when you activate it.
It warms the cock.
You know what? Ichi's getting it, so I don't have to.
I probably will, yeah.
Probably.
How will it?
Only probably.
How would it?
I have actually gone back on things that I said I would buy. I didn't buy my own Ninja Star Burger, even though I was pretty dead set on
it. I was going to get it for you for your birthday, but then you wanted
something
else.
Because it's stupid. And it's always been
Fuck
stupid.
You!
And if I ever
own the Ninja Star Burger, and I'm damn well proud of it.
And if I ever want to play with it, it's here anyway.
I only
got my own Ghost Driver because I had it customized.
Lane, listen. If they ever pass a law that you need to make an argument whether or not you're allowed to breed... I'm going to produce that as Exhibit A, why you shouldn't.
Hey, man.
Wait.
There's nothing wrong with having a hamburger-style
I thought it was
toy thing.
Awesome.
Yes. Yes, there is.
But look, he's American Sentai in America.
Yeah, but that was the joke in the beginning. Then they just never went.
Well, yeah, no, that's why bother? Yeah. Why go anywhere else?
More news.
So,
Yuvin.
So
I'll save my other comments till we actually.
Yeah. So right. Speaking of ghost power up forms, we got a.
And his name is John Cena.
Shut the fuck up.
Get out.
Also not dead yet, so he apparently can't be an icon. But that would be goddamn hilarious. Oh my god, that would be fucking hilarious though.
Speaking of,
I've got a new icon, and it puts it in, and it just shouts, and his name is John Cena.
Does it not look like a WWE though?
Okay. Yes, I agree with you on that. So. For people who aren't looking at the video version, what we're looking at now is
because we're in radio.
Well, we have like a video version we put up on YouTube.
Okay.
So people will be seeing this. What we're looking at now is the scan of the DX Icon Driver G, which we mentioned last week. Confirmed that it is the belt that requires having all 15 icons.
Wait, 15?
Yes, the 15 hero icons.
Oh, right.
And it actually, he uses this to go into his like super form, Grateful Damashi, because Ghost Grateful. Grateful Ghost.
Wait. Did they just make a motherfucking Grateful Dead reference?
Yes, they did.
Yeah.
This show's awesome!
I'm so waiting for that Jesus icon.
So, looking at this belt, we can see the emblems of all 15 heroes around the center of it, meaning he'll be able to switch between all of their powers at will.
Kiwami.
It's literally Kiwami Damashi.
I'm still trying to figure out what the hell Beethoven has to do with anything.
Beethoven!
He flings
He's
magical musical notes.
Shut up, that's still dumb.
But
it makes
the form's
beautiful.
Yeah, I actually really liked Beethoven Damashi, although I'm still pissed we haven't seen an actual Hisatsu from him yet.
We'll wait.
Anyways, yes, this fucking... I don't know why this requires a separate belt, but yes, it looks like a goddamn wrestling championship belt. Also, fuck you, Raven.
Well, no, it's going to go along with his other power-up form, where he looks like a boxer. This is his heavyweight champion of the world
which
belt.
Which is funny, because that's not the one that uses this belt.
I don't care.
I just like saying what I said before, because every form Itchy likes doesn't get a Hisatsu.
Yeah, you bastard. Mm-hmm. There's also like a silhouette in the corner of this magazine scan of presumably
it
Grateful Damashi.
Like Shozetsu.
It looks like this form actually has three horns if you look at it.
It looks like it should be fighting Godzilla.
It looks like it's got a crown.
Yeah. Maybe, I don't know.
Look at all those Parker ghosts.
Yeah.
Name them all and you win
$50. We actually see all 15 of them. That's cool.
Yeah, I guess that one's even
cooler. What I'm honestly surprised is that they're not just marketing a whole line of hoodies.
That's what we were talking about.
Yesterday, I was like, they need to just make Damashi hoodies.
Like they actually,
oh my god.
If you go to Bandai's website, or whoever sells it, you can actually get a hoodie jacket that looks like Ore Damashi's Parker Ghost, but that's the only one they did.
I would totally buy the Musashi fucking
game. I know you would. I would buy Spectre.
Ichi, they did do Spectre.
They did do Spectre? I know they did Makoto's jacket, but I didn't... Did they do the actual Spectre Damashi?
Yes.
God damn it. But the problem is, they definitely don't make it in my size.
And they're expensive as shit.
A Japanese company would generally not make anything in any of our sizes here, except for Lane.
Because I asked my middleman about it, and he said if I wanted to get the shirt and the hoodie, it would be, like, at least $200.
That's not surprising
Lane is the one person here who's managed to wear a Kamen Rider belt without modifications.
Yeah.
That was, like, 5 years ago, though. So
the point is, you
get
it. All
can't
fat
do it anymore.
Men. Then again, the Kamen Rider belts, to be fair, are made for children to wear, so...
Yeah, that's... Yeah,
we are not the size of Japanese children.
Yeah, but I was a skinnier fucker back then, so...
Yeah.
Still pretty skinny.
Still
fucker.
Am, but...
Gee,
I have muscles now.
I just realized, Kamen Rider G confirmed.
Anyways...
As much as I like Kamen Rider G, fuck you.
This belt's actually cool. Like, I'm not getting...
Wait a minute.
Investing in the Ghost line as much, but I like that it's a giant icon.
Kamen Rider
cool.
G. That was the wine
one.
That was the wine one.
Yes.
That was the wine
which
rider.
I loved.
That was beautiful.
No.
Lane, what? Not investing in the Ghost line, he says with a Ghost Rider.
Not much of the Ghost line!
The Ghost line that he was playing with the whole time we were trying to have other conversations.
Yeah.
Oh, I got it.
This driver is where I'm gonna have to call. I will wait to see it in action before I decide on it.
Yeah, no, it looks really cut.
There's that huge white space in the middle, and I'm not sure if that's supposed to be light.
Oh, no,
looking.
It's a glare.
It's a magazine scan. So clearly, someone took a picture of a magazine.
Well, I don't know because it's in
belt
every
belt
shot.
Is an eyeball.
Oh, that's what it is. Yeah.
If you look at that bottom corner image, the entire belt is a fucking eyeball.
Oh yeah, because there's a shot of it in standby mode, like the icons.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Oh, which means this centerpiece right here is probably what the Damashii's face will look like.
Wow.
Cool.
That's silly.
Wait, one horn, two horn, three horn.
Yeah.
Shut up. We already said that.
Three horn.
Moving on.
I got some news.
Okay.
The new Godzilla movie got the trailer.
What?
Yeah. The new Godzilla movie.
Well, after news, we're taking a break.
Japanese Godzilla. Thank you.
It's called a Godzilla Resurgence, and we're also getting a new Ultraman movie for its 60th anniversary, where Ultraman X will team up with the Ultraman that helped him out throughout his run in the show, with Ultraman Tiga and the original Ultraman.
Cool.
And he'll get a brand new form called Exceed X.
I guess Super really wasn't enough.
Okay.
Next time.
But Super is very good.
Yeah, as Deck Ranger taught us.
They literally, Super is very good.
Okay.
Cover Deno actor Takeru Sato cast in new Japanese film If Cats Disappear from the World.
Yeah,
okay.
Moving on.
If Cats Disappear from the World.
Speaking of more icon news.
Yeah. We already talked about this.
No, but now we have more info on it. So we got some official images of the Ganma Icon set, which is apparently three separate toys. A normal Ganma Icon, the version that is Spectre's sister, Canon, and Javel's version. Here's the problem. If you're watching the video version, swap back and forth between the regular one and Javel's one. Does anyone see a difference? Because I don't!
The angle is slightly different.
Javert's is silver, it looks like, on the back.
Yeah, see?
It's got a bit more of a...
I don't know, that looks pretty close.
No, yeah, I can tell. It's silver.
Yeah, see?
Black silver.
It's almost not noticeable.
No, it totally isn't. It's just the same thing with a different backing.
And now it's gone metallics.
Shut up.
As much as I love metallics, fuck you.
Could that just be the episode extra extra? Just fuck you.
As much as I love blank, fuck you.
Yes.
Apparently this is a premium Bandai set that does contain all three icons, apparently. Each icon is 50 millimeters tall, 85 millimeters long. The set costs 43.20 yen at retail and is set for a release in March. Wait, apparently they're only accepting 5,000 orders for this.
Meh.
Because they know how popular these are going to be. Now you too can pretend that your little sister's soul is trapped in a tiny eyeball.
Onicha.
Needs to pretend.
Yeah, no, that was creepy.
But now, if they ever release them as candy toys...
It's even got the blush.
Or like just the iconic one, I will get it. But
the iconic
it's one?
But shh.
Moving on. Gar, shut up.
Yeah, we also got confirmation.
Confirmation.
Did we not?
Is that a bag with a hat on it?
No, that's...
This is the Da Vinci Ganma from the upcoming movie.
It looks like a bag wearing a hat.
Okay,
can I
make a mention of something really quickly? So when we were watching the new Ghost episode, just in the opening they're showing more clips of the Drive Ghost movie.
Yeah.
I know.
Literally, this fucker's... throwing Mona Lisas at him!
Yeah.
I was like, oh my god. That's so stupid.
Also, I just said this really quietly to Derek, but I don't think we've ever actually pointed this out on the podcast. The Da Vinci Ganma's hat's one of Da Vinci's flying machines.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm sure. I think someone
mentioned it. You
know what,
though? I like the look of the icon itself.
Yeah, I haven't even said it yet. Yeah, they're releasing the actual Da Vinci Ganma icon, which is... a unique design, which is not bad.
It's pretty.
It's another premium Bandai. Pre-orders start on December 11th. They're only taking 6,500 orders of this one. And it's set for a release in May.
Man, they really know what their market is like.
Well, it's also a three-piece set, because apparently there's the other two as well.
It really bugs me how everything they ever release is no less than 5 months further down than the release of the thing it's actually shown off in.
Because they have to, you know, like, work within
Yeah, they're gonna make them.
But no, we're also getting two more, which is if this thing will scroll down.
Michelangelo.
Are you talking about the other?
Yeah, can't we just get all four turtles?
Well, yeah, that's a weird thing. Like, we talked about this earlier, but they're also showing Raphael Ganma and Michelangelo Ganma.
Fuck Donatello.
For Donatello.
They're even doing Javel's icon, which I don't know why I didn't show up in my news.
Wait, there's a secret one.
Oh,
Donatello? Please be Donatello.
It's got to be Donatello.
It has to.
But you know what? There aren't any blue accents in this one.
But it didn't show the picture of like the Henshin form in the other one. Like the icon actually has a battle form, kind of like Da Vinci's.
Probably why you can use in the Ghost Rider.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe. Moving on to our next story, possibly last. We have more news about the Kamen Rider Battle Ride War Genesis game that's coming out.
Genesis.
Shut up.
He did not us.
Apparently, not only is the voice actor for Takashi Hongo returning, but many others are.
You can play as Takashi Hongo.
Yeah.
You don't even have to be transformed.
You're just Hongo.
You can just play as Hongo.
No, and then there's a special DLC where you can play as Takashi Hongo in a combat man suit.
Shocker.
As a Sentai.
Yeah, whatever. Yeah, Shocker. Yeah.
From the episode where they broke into the freaking Shocker headquarters disguised.
Or the second movie, Kamen Rider versus Ambassador Hell.
Yeah. So, oh my god, we are such nerds.
Yeah. Yes. So here's the list of who's confirmed to return so far.
Confirmation.
Shut up. Shun Nishime, Ryoma Takeuchi, and Yuen Aba reprising their roles as Ghost, Drive, and Mach, respectively.
Yay.
We also have Ryota Murai, who is Decades Kuga.
Yep, I know.
Yuichi Nakamura, who is Xeranos. Shigeki Hosokawa, who is Hibiki.
Really? He's coming down?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
As well as Joji Shibui, who played Ibuki.
He's been in several series, though, at this point, so not surprised.
Which one, Ibuki or Hibiki?
Ibuki?
Wait, is Ibuki the one with the guitar?
No, that's the trumpet.
That's
Zanki and Todoroki. Okay.
I only care about the man with the guitar.
There's two of them.
That's who I thought I was
referring
to. The one's jammed out on a monster after stabbing it with his guitar until the monster
Todoroki.
Exploded.
That's Todoroki. That's what got me into like watching Hibiki was a shot of that scene.
What are they calling him? AU Kuga, Alternate Universe Kuga.
Yeah, Alternate Universe Kuga.
That's funny.
Kohei Murakami, who plays Kaiza, is returning. Satoshi Matsuda, who plays Knight.
Oh.
Damn!
Tetsuo Kurata, who plays Black.
Ooh. Slash Kamen Rider Black.
As well as aforementioned, Hiroshi Fujioka, who played Ichigo. Apparently not. I don't know.
Double?
Kaiza's back, but they didn't bring Fize's actor in to do that.
I don't know.
Though they've both been in recent movies.
Yeah, but
maybe
it also
they'll
depends
confirm
on... It also depends on who you can get, though.
I was like,
some of them may have other commitments, or they may just not want to come back to it.
Well, we know it's for Fives. I don't.
Philip from Double will never come back because he says he's too old to portray Philip anymore.
And
which I don't necessarily agree with. But as for Fives,
from Deno is just gone because
he's got a career.
They
now.
They can't afford him anymore.
Yeah, but as for Fives, I don't think Hanta Kenda is a case of not wanting to come back.
Yeah, because he's been in the last couple movies.
Because Kamen Rider Youngo was literally about him.
But they may just not have been able to get him.
No, that's what it has to
I
be.
Because that was what happened with some of the Power Ranger stuff as well in the past.
Yeah.
They just haven't been able to get in touch with someone.
Yeah, which is fine.
With the 20th anniversary of Power Rangers, Saban literally did not send emails to any of the Disney Rangers. Just like Mighty Morphin to Wild Force.
Yeah, but they had the same thing with Forever Red, though, as I recall, with one of the guys. They just couldn't get a hold of him.
Oh, Steve Carganis.
Yeah.
Because he was moving.
Yeah. Yeah, but I mean, that's just the case sometimes. I mean, these guys have real lives.
It's funny, Steve Carganis was just on an episode of The Completionist where they played the Mighty Morphin Power Rangers movie game.
Of course he was.
I watched that video. That was fun. So this is who's confirmed to return so far. Apparently the game celebrates the 45th anniversary of the franchise and features the sudden disappearances of various Kamen Riders. Please, Forze. Please, Forze.
Again.
And the only way
Wasn't
for...
Wasn't that the plot of the first one?
It's hard to tell. The plots
No,
are...
the last Battle Ride War game was... They infiltrated the movies.
That was the second one.
Yeah,
I was talking about the first one.
Oh, the first one?
Wasn't that the plot of the first one? Everyone just fucking disappeared.
I don't remember the plot of the
first
one.
It is a nice way to explain why all these other writers who they couldn't get the actors for aren't in
the
game.
Yeah, the writers who are disappearing are the ones they couldn't get the voice of.
I think we were creating, or like going into the first episodes of each writer would be fucking interesting as all hell.
The idea is we're going to be replaying, in that game, we're going to be replaying first episodes of different shows.
Dude!
Apparently the way they do this, and god damn it, we're going to be seeing lots and lots of use of the Denliner, apparently.
Basically,
just your eyes just went wide right there, Derek.
See, here's my Denno is a wonderful show. If Kamen Rider Denno himself never appears in it.
I know, right?
Everyone else in that show, all the other concepts they bring forth in it, are really, really, really cool. It's just the writer is the most goddamn annoying person ever.
That's why
I really just, I want to see a show where it's owner, Sakichi Narumi, the first was the Go Ranger, the red one, Akaranger,
yeah.
And there was like one or two other characters, and it's just the old man team where they fly around the. Oh, and Gavin, and they just fly around on the Denliner through history fighting evil, and it's just the old man team.
No, no,
cool.
And only
three
like,
of Gavin, because he's played three different. He's played three different Sentai.
Yeah. Which they pointed
and,
out.
No, and Ichigo. And it's like, only three guys on this team have superpowers.
Yeah.
Well, okay, and Skull. And they just go around, and Oda sits back in Denliner drinking coffee. Well, these
and
guys are fighting...
rice.
Pardon?
And eating rice.
And eating rice. Well, these guys are fighting evil. And they get back on, he's like, okay, we have to go to another spot to save time. There was just that point in the Decade episode with Denno where he comes in, he's like, they're still ripped through the fabric of time. I'm like, oh my god, they're just going to play the Doctor Who music now.
I just realized something. So, I think, like, if you go to, like, the first episodes of each Rider series, but it's, like, something fucked up so they can't, like, you know, their episode isn't complete, which means that if we get to the Gaim portion, you'll actually, to save the first episode of Gaim, you have to help Gaim kill Yuya.
So
you have to team up with Gaim to kill Yuya if you want Gaim's plot to move on forward.
Oh god, that's totally a valid point.
Jesus Christ!
Sweet. But it means you can connect, though, the first episode of Gaim, though, you can have a rhythm game in there.
Wait, so what the fuck is the first episode of Hibiki about? He didn't even transform in the first episode, it was just
I'm
him
sure,
on a boat!
I'm sure they'll condense the first
episodes. He didn't transform until the second episode.
I'm pretty sure that's true.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure I've only ever saw the first episode and I watched him transform.
Here's the thing. By first episode, they probably mean first, like, plot arc.
Yeah.
Because Nagito, like, he just showed up out of the fuck out of nowhere.
Wait, guys, there's one more piece of news.
There's always one more piece of news.
Yeah. Well, before you move on, I'm just going to point out that the game, which will feature 45 playable riders, is set for release February 25th, and I'm fucking pre-ordering the shit out of it.
So you can get the freaking Ichigo DLC?
And you better some way to play it in North America.
It's on Vita, and also PlayStation is not region-locked.
What, fuck, seriously?
Yeah. That's legit.
Motherfucker!
Yeah, I'm buying it for Vita, and then I can hook it up to my PlayStation.
That was
TV
one of the selling
console.
Points of the PS4. Yeah, you remember how the PS3 wasn't region-locked? This one won't be either.
Fuck's sake! Awesome!
Yeah, so...
February 25th, you say?
Yeah.
Gar.
Hit up Play Asia or whatever.
What do you gotta say?
The new Superhero Taisen film has been announced. Superhero Taisen Ishimori.
Yeah.
Also, Taro Ishimori created heroes in one movie.
Skullman versus Kamen Rider Skull.
I was suggesting this to Raven. I'm like, they should make Skullman an actual thing for the movie.
Do not.
I like the confusion in Raven's face.
I'm simultaneously excited and horrified.
Okay. Basically, Go Rangers, like Super Sentai's not going to be there.
Oh yeah,
not all the Kamen Riders are going to be there. But this is the funny thing in the newsletter. It says, "Do not expect to see." See the Metal Heroes, quotation, they were not created by Ishimori.
Yeah.
Thanks for clarifying.
Yeah, it's like, thanks for clarifying that.
I know.
I can just see it right now. Original Kikaider, meaning reboot Kikaider. Nazman fighting with modern day Nazman. Then we get Kikaider 01. And then Zubato again.
Then Kamen Rider Ichigo versus Kamen Rider the First.
No, shut up. Blake 17 shows up and they're like, yo, I'm a motherfucking robot, let's take this guy down. And then Skullman's gonna be the exclusive
guy. And then Gavin
just
shows up and kills.
And then
Juozier
shows up and quickly does a Megazord fight.
No. And then like
featuring Juozier.
That's how Ghost
gets. He does it superhero taste
and
they
Ghost is gonna be in there, and that's how he's gonna get the Ishimori icon.
Oh fuck!
It's not gonna be Ishimori, it's gonna be a Skullman. Where it's completely silver.
I hope.
I think this was the longest news segment we've ever done.
Yeah, fuck.
I went on tangents.
This is why they invite me onto the radio.
Welcome to Cast Ranger.
Welcome to Tangent Sentai Cast Ranger.
Oh.
Yeah, so that's it for the news. Hope you all enjoyed, and Derek will be joining us for the Cast Ranger episode proper, so stick around and click the next link.
Bye.
Unless you watch
the Be seeing course. You.